The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're going to continue what we did yesterday with the focus on tzedakah in the morning of Ruchin, but let's read through the tzedakah part again and then go through the makbili because we kind of stopped on the side guy. Okay, so verbal review of chesed. Chesed is excess, and the strict meaning is excess. Common usage is excess good. And the two forms of excess good are good to someone who you have no obligation towards, and good in a greater measure than you're obligated. And everything God does is chesed, because nothing is can force him to do anything, and he didn't need to create the entire universe, which is why olam chesed yibane. Okay, tzedakah is that Arabic word, okay, which is rightness or uprightness. And he says there are two types. First one is giving something to someone who it is due to, like in a legal sense. And the second one is l'seis l'chol matzoim min hametzuyim k'fi haroylo, to give every existing thing that which is befitting for it. Okay, so that, yeah.
I feel like he's probably going to address this.
Yeah.
But I feel like I kind of pinpointed what I didn't like about that first one.
Yeah, you were unsettled.
That sounds like mishmar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so
do mishpat, like,
right. So you're correct. We should read mishpat first before we go on, just to differentiate it. Mishpat is just at the bottom of the page there. Asher lebitui mishpat mashma uso ladun es hanidon kfi haroylo bein im tov imzo hatava o anisha. So there is a similarity, but he's saying mishpat is the judging of the person who's subject to judgment according to what is proper for him, whether for good or for bad. So mishpat is like sentencing someone to something. So I think the case would be like if the judge, let's say, like, you know, you and Akiva come before me with a case, and you say he owes me, you know, $100, and he says no, and then I judge in favor of you, and I say, okay, so you have to give him the $100. So he has to give you the $100. So that is mishpat in the sense that I'm like, meaning it's bad for him and it's good for you, but it's the sentencing, you know.
I mean, it's like it's mishpat for both of us.
Yeah,
only tzedek to or tzedakah to me.
Oh no! So here's the thing. So that might be an argument for why the Rambam defines tzedakah in terms of you doing righteousness to your rational soul. Because so it could be that you're correct that in terms of other people being forced to allocate resources as a consequence or as a obligation, that might be a mishpat thing. But in terms of you treating your rational soul what is due to it, that might be the tzedakah.
Yeah. To back this up, I was going to wait. I purposely waited until we did mishpat in here, but we came across in Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
There's like a whole gadata about like tzedek and mishpat, and the question was, how can you possibly have both of those? Right, those two seem to like
uh-huh,
work.
Interesting.
If you give mishpat to the one guy, then where is the tzedakah? And then the case that they gave was then when David, because David and Melch would do tzedakah and mishpat the whole arm.
Yeah.
And so how could you possibly do that?
Yeah.
Right, because if you do mishpat, then the one guy is going to be like happy, the other guy's not. So the case was if there's an ani who owes the money, David and Melch would pay for himself. So uh-huh. The guy who's owed would get his money, and then the ani would also would get the tzedakah.
Uh-huh.
Because he wouldn't have to lose.
Interesting.
And then the Gemara goes, well, says the whole am. And the Gemara says, oh, even if it wasn't an ani, the fact that the one who owes the money is now told to do it, like that's tzedakah to the guy, because like now
that's really interesting.
The guy's ownership is gone.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that is, yeah, no, that's an interesting question. I mean, and so I'll tell you a way that I thought about this in the past, which this leads for an interesting mix. The way I thought about it in the past is that you could look at chesed, tzedakah, and mishpat on a, no, I don't want to arrange them yet. So tzedakah and, tzedakah would be in terms of what the person, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. No. It's not clear. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a complicated case. That's interesting. But I think I'm glad you're raising the question about what the relationship is between the mishpat and the tzedakah.
Yeah.
Actually, let's see how, let's reread the Rambam and then look at the Makbili and how he talks us through the examples, because that seems to be key. So Rambam says, al pi ha-mashmaos harishona, based on the first sense of the term, in ze nikra tzedakah b'sifra nevim im shilamta es hachovas ha-mutalas alakal ez ulasacha. It is not called tzedakah in the books of the Nevi'im when you pay the debts that are incumbent upon you towards someone else, even though that's the first definition. Because if you pay the guy what you owe him in terms of his work, or you pay off your debt, that is not called tzedakah. But if you fulfill the obligations that are incumbent upon you towards someone else out of a midah tova, I want to look at the English and see how he translates that part. It's a weird lashon. Rifui can either, I think, mean healing. But it also means like loosening.
When you first read it yesterday, I was like, he's fixing all of his broken bones? Like,
yeah. And that's why I'm not sure if the shever means breaking or means like provisions. So he translates this as, for if you give, on the other hand, the fulfilling of duties with regard to others imposed upon you on account of moral virtues, such as remedying the injuries of all those who are injured. Okay, you're right. So remedying the, so it is learning as breaking, remedying the injuries of all those who are injured. So he says that is, hin hanikros tzedakah. Okay. All right. That's why it says by returning of the mashkon. Oh, I didn't notice this last time. By the returning of the mashkon, it says lachati tzedakah. It will be a tzedakah for you. That's the diuk he's making. Or that's the diuk that reflects his idea. Because if you follow the path of good midos, ata ose tzedek im nafshcha hahoge, you are doing tzedek with your rational soul. Kiata mishalem la as magia la. You're giving it what it is deserved. What is deserved to it. So it could be that the pasuk doesn't say it's a tzedakah for the guy, because that's obvious, you know, or maybe it's a chesed to the guy. 53 in book three, so towards the very end.
I feel like this isn't for now, but yeah. Just to like bring up the question.
Yeah.
Like when you talk about like nafshecha hahoga.
Yeah.
And that, like, it seems external to whoever the you is that we're talking to.
Yeah, that's not for now. Okay. Umikevan shekol mida tova nikras tzedakah, since every good mida is called tzedakah, nemar of hemi v'dashem v'yachshveh halot tzedakah, says Avram believed in Hashem, and he considered for him a tzedakah. Klomer midas ha'emuna, habitachon, means the mida of trust. And then the last one is chen devar av yis'ala, which tzedakah tiyeh lanu ki nishmor la'asa, says kol mitzvah zos b'fnei Hashem elokinu kasher divanu. It will be a tzedakah for us if we keep all of the mitzvah that before Hashem our God that He commanded us. Okay, so let's see the makbili treatment. Run it through the mill. Okay, so he starting with the dugma one on the right side. Lo rak tzedakah la adam acher, not only tzedakah to another person. This is on page two on the right column. Gan la adam atma, even to yourself that could be tzedakah. So it is an obligation to return to the poor person at night the collateral that he gave you as a guarantee returning your loan, so that the ani can cover himself with it. As it says, Avot, habegad hamushkan, you shall certainly return to him the begad that was a security. Kavo shemesh, when the sun goes down. V'shachav v'salmaso uverachaka, and he will lie down with his garment, and he will bless you. Ulecha tiyeh tzedaka lifnei Hashem l'kach, and for you it will be a tzedaka before Hashem. Hatorah mitzayenes shehachemla al ha'ani he begeder tzedaka l'mi shechomel alav. That's lecha. The Torah is illustrating that the compassion on the poor person is in the definition of tzedaka for the one who is compassionate towards him. In other words, when you have compassion to the poor person, the compassion is a tzedakah for you. Okay. Mipnei shemimesh es harigishus hanachutza letzrachav shahazulas, because it actualizes or it mamashifies, right? It makes real the sensitivity that is necessary, the necessary sensitivity for the needs of others. So that's what he means when he's saying, like, it is, it's to talk to your rational soul, that really we're all equal. We're all, you know, in terms of essentially equal, we're all Tzelem Elokims. And like, you know, you are not intrinsically more deserving than I am. So if I have resources that and you have a lack, then like it stands to reason that you should, you know, receive that as much as I have these resources. So what he's saying, so what is the tzedakah to your rational soul is if you were to not give those resources, you would be like retaining this idea that like I somehow have more of a right for money to be taken care of than this guy does. So when you give the tzedakah to him, when you give the mashkon to him, you are aligning your emotions with your rational soul by actualizing, by making real to you that notion of equality, which is an idea, but it's not going to be real to you unless it's actually like brought about in your feelings, like having compassion and in your actions. Yeah, Oren?
What exactly are you giving your soul?
Yeah, what are you giving your soul?
Yeah. Is it because you have the mitos, or is it like zaka because you're allowing yourself to get the mitos?
It's
funny because
that's a really good question. Yeah, or giving, because you know, tzedakah is normally you think like that.
So your question is having them or is it giving them?
Which part is the tzedakah?
Yeah.
What are you giving?
You're giving mitos to your rational soul. That's the formula you're saying. Yeah, right. Yeah, and then the way that Makbili is explaining it is he's saying that there is I did spill coffee on myself. Not coffee. I spilled soy sauce. Anyway.
This might answer Akiva's question. It says here, for when you walk in the way of the moral virtues, you do justice unto your rational soul. It's not when you give it, it's when you walk in the way. Just have
That's what Chaim was trying to say also. Okay, so I'll tell you what I think of it, and I'm not sure which of your two categories it fits into, but we'll talk it out. Is we are not pure minds, right? We are a mind that is we're hybrid, right? Yeah, we'll talk about that on Wednesday, right? What? Oh, the pure minds? Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, no, all
right. No, the
You're talking about right. So the human organism is not a pure mind. It is a mind with a psyche and a body, right? Or you know, that's all in the body. So our knowledge, if our knowledge is not being manifest in our behavior and in our emotions, so then the human organism is not in line with the knowledge, right? Like if I know something intellectually, but it's not, I don't relate to it as reality and it's not affecting me. So then I'm compartmentalizing, you know? So, and I'm viewing that as a deficiency in the rationality in the mind, that the mind's knowledge is not being expressed fully in the entire person. So when you align it with good mitos, now your mind, now it's not just you're thinking everyone's equal, you're actually, that's real to you, and it's actually moving you, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It like, I don't know, fixes the deficiency that was in the rational part.
Yeah, yeah. The way I once heard Rabbi Trachman say this, and I don't know what this means, but it somehow always is very helpful whenever I think of it this way, is he said it just in this off-the-cuff way. He said, you know, knowledge, Chachmas Hashem is that which moves matter. Okay. And he said, like, you know, like God, you know, like laws of nature, we call the laws of nature is Chokhmas Hashem, but the laws are not just like laws on paper. They actually move matter. The laws are that which governs the physical world. So he said, in order for something to be knowledge for a human, it has to move the matter of the human, which means it has to be felt and acted upon. And if it's not being felt and acted upon, it's not knowledge, or it's lacking. It's lacking. Hmm. Yeah. So again, dips the toe into a whole pool of metaphysical, like epistemological, like hot water. But like somehow it helps me whenever I think of it in those terms. I don't know what helps you. Okay, so does that answer your question, Akiva? Is it? I think so. It is. I mean, the goal, the end point, the thing that makes it tzedakah is now your mind can do what it wants, which is to have a full expression of truth. You know. So yeah. Okay. All right. Second example, lo rak maase latovas hazulas, not just an action that is for the benefit of another, ela kol mida tova shel nafshecha hahoge. Any mida tova Okay, now we got to make another distinction, which is, any mita, which is tova, mita tova shel nefesh, nafshcha ha-hoge, for your rational soul. V'hemin bar Hashem v'yachshveh lo tzedakah, she'hemin Avraham l'havtachas Hashem, b'davar ha-himsh, see, modern Hebrew words, himashchius zaro. Okay, so Avraham believed in trusting in Hashem in the matter of the continuation of his offspring. Ha'emuna v'habitachon v'Hashem mehim bichlal ha'tzedaka l'nefesh l'nechitzusa shel gisha optimit b'ofen klali, which is vital for the optimal approach. What's a gisha? Is that an approach?
Meeting? No,
that's pinyin.
Right?
Yeah. No, maybe. Gisha. I don't think it is. Gisha is access, approach, or attitude. Yeah, which is vital to an optimal attitude in a general manner. Ra'uk savim rufu'im. He refers us to the Rambam's medical writings. Oh. Okay, I don't have access to those. Yeah. Oh, so he is differentiating here. So I didn't realize this. So in example number one, he's talking about actions, which are tzedakah for you. In example two, he's talking about midos, which are tzedakah for you. And in example three, he says ulavasof, and at the end, kol haTorah hi begeder tzedakah. The entire Torah is within the definition of tzedakah. Shnemar, vaytavino Hashem lasos es kol hachukim ma'ela liyiras Hashem elokeinu l'tov lanu kol hayamim l'chayosinu kiyam hazeh, utzedakah tehi lanu kinishmar lasos es kol hamitzvah hazos livnei Hashem elokeinu kasher tivanu. Hamitzvos hein begeder tzedakah l'adam mipnei shehin mefatchos es nafsho karoy lo. So this is what I was saying last Thursday. The mitzvos are in the definition of tzedakah because they develop the soul of a person properly. So the mitzvos are tzedakah for you because they're developing you, they're actualizing what you are. And he refers us to something else. Did you have a puzzle piece clicking that you want to articulate, or you're just saying it's coming together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going back to the first halacha in Perek Yud, in Matnos Aniyim.
Yeah.
Where we talk about how it's, I forgot exactly his word.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's very important, and that like it's a...
You have to be more careful about it than all the other mitzvos to say.
There was something else that made it sound like he was saying it was basically shoved into all the other mitzvot.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what exactly it was.
I think he said, let's look at it. I thought he just said that it's so slow. What is that book? Social Action Sonnets. No. Hilflos Matnos Anim. There we go. That's the one. My hatred for Bing knows no end. The only thing I don't hate about it is that it exists, but I would prefer something else to exist in its place.
We just want Google and Microsoft for one to acquire the other so they can merge.
Yes, please do. All right. Chayavi Anali Hizar B'mitzvah Tzedakah Yosem Yikol
Mitzvah Sosei. Yeah. That was, then there was the whole thing about the Tzadik, the Tzadik of the Zera Avraham.
Yeah. And then Enki Se Yisrael Mizkonim B'das Anos Omedes El B'Tzedakah.
Yeah.
Right.
So all these things make more sense though.
Right.
I would say. Based on
right. Meaning because all of these things are because the entire Torah is tzedakah. Yeah.
So he's basically just substitute in Torah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Following the Torah
is tzedakah. Yeah, but I do think though going back to Oren's point about how the Rambam uses psukim, this is a good example of this because each pasuk directs us towards a new insight into the idea. So he starts off with tzedakah. That's an action. In other words, like this: taking care of someone's. His first example really is healing someone who's sick. That is tzedakah for that person because you're doing what is roy for their existence. The first example from the psukim is when you return a mashkon to an ani, which is an action, it is tzedakah for you. That's the chiddush that tzedakah could even be for you. Then second example is when you have a good mida, then that's tzedakah for you. And then the third chiddush is that the entire Torah is tzedakah for you because it perfects you. And that's so each example is necessary and it does flow from particular to general.
Yeah.
All right, good. So the last piece, so tomorrow's our last day before the break for our own kiosks. We're not going to finish the parak, but what I would like to do is examine tzedakah in relation to Bahalach de Bedrachav, because Makbila has a nice footnote on that. And we also did we read tzedakah Was it?
In relation to what?
The halakha bedraka, to follow in God's ways. So actually, we do have to finish the parak for that. All right. Well, maybe we'll go over time tomorrow. All right. Okay. Very good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.